Hey, we're back in this final segment of This Week in Waukesha. And Tom Palsewitz, 5th District Senate candidate, is with us. And we were talking about Tom's Upper Peninsula roots, or as some of us in the know, UP or UPer roots. And Tom's parents are from Stevenson, you said, right?
Correct.
And like a lot of Milwaukeeans, Tom's parents, they came and started a better life in Milwaukee. And my wife's family has similar roots. So, but there's obviously some values that they did not leave behind. They took with them. Can you talk about that and how that's resonated with you?
Yeah, I think the two big ones, hard work and family. Hard work, my dad came down, started working at AMC. Started getting into the car business. So got a great union job. Eventually ended up at A.O. Smith. You know, he comes from a family of 14, brought most of his brothers down to work there, too. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things. You know, to me, the engine of Wisconsin is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And one of the things that breaks my heart is to see that we've really handcuffed Milwaukee and its ability to fund itself, to grow. And, you know, as a state senator just on the outskirts of Milwaukee, one of the things I really want to work on is how do we create more regional transportation? How do we create more fluidity for people who want jobs, because there's tons of jobs in Waukesha County, especially in the manufacturing industry, and we're not taking advantage of really being a regional hub.
Yeah.
And I think it's a shame. I don't know if you know this, but 60,000 people drive into Milwaukee every day, and 60,000 people drive out to Waukesha every day on that highway. And I was just reading again about, you know, the $800 million train that Scott Walker, you know, basically jettisoned in. How different our lives would be today if that train had been put in place.
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, I see some old train stations here that I think, and they've talked about extending the bus from Milwaukee to Waukesha, which is good.
It's okay, but you know, if you go to Europe and if you've ever been on a high-speed train, it's marvelous, the ability to move from city to city. You know, my wife and I were recently out in Portland and Seattle, and we took the train from Portland up to Seattle. We took the track. It was beautiful. And it was just nice to know that we didn't have to fly. We could put our bags on that train and just go. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for us moving to a more green economy when it comes to transportation. And I think Milwaukee, especially this southeast Wisconsin area, really needs to be that regional hub and make it happen.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, I have clients in the responsible seafood industry, and there's a huge movement on Wall Street towards green financing. And, you know, one is, why isn't the political will there in Wisconsin for us to take advantage of that? And two, what could you do as a state senator to help maybe alleviate some fears or to better message some of the real opportunities?
I think the political will is there, but it's going to take not only the public sector, but it's going to take private industry. You know, one of the things I want to work on, and you brought it up, you know, working with small businesses over the last 17 years, I want to try to be able to bring people together and say, look, this is not a public problem, transportation. It is a public-private partnership that needs to be created, and I think we need to do more of that, especially in Madison, because I think there's a lot of businesses in Waukesha County that, you know, they need some leadership, though, and they need some guidance, and I believe that government can be that seed money to get big ideas moving, but the government doesn't have to pay for it all by itself.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see much more public-private partnerships.
Yes.
I was at a networking event about 3 years ago now, and ran into Robin Voss. I said, hey, what about a public-private partnership when it comes to regional transportation? He said, you line up the businesses, we're all for it. So I think they're, you know, and I don't know if he was just, you know, being whatever, just to have a conversation, but I really think there should be an appetite there, because to me it is the number one thing to make sure that we keep the people that we need to in Wisconsin to provide good quality, high-paying jobs, and a place to live. You know, affordable housing in Waukesha County is another very tough thing that we need to be working on.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you mentioned it, because we talked about civility with Jessica and with Peter. And you know, that used to be the beauty of politics, is you could find common ground with people on the other side of the aisle, and you could forge some very meaningful alliances. What can we do to, you know, you talk about, I don't want to say make America great, but there were certain things about the old that people crossed partisan lines for common sense legislation that benefited people across regions. And what can we do to bring that back and even transcend that to a higher level?
Yeah, the challenge right now is the Republican leadership in Madison and in Washington aren't interested in public, basically public ways to provide solutions to problems. And they would like to see government not be part of the solution because they want to privatize things. And I think that that's not
tragic.
That's not a policy difference. That's not something that we can negotiate or try to find common ground on.
Right.
I don't know if you know this right now, but a little over 100% of the jobs that were lost in COVID are now back in the private sector. Less than 60% of the public jobs are back. And right now, every single government entity right now is struggling to hire, which means our level of services, not just the amount of money providing, because they have the budget to do it, but they can't find the people to do it. So right now, we're heading toward a crisis that I'm not sure people really understand right now, you know, because, you know, public sectors don't have the ability to raise wages as quickly as private industry does.
Right.
It's a real challenge right now, and I don't think we're talking about it enough.
Yeah. You know, that's an excellent. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really unique perspective. And Johnny, what do you have for Tom here?
You know, I just wanted to emphasize again the fresh ideas and the energy that I think you're bringing to the platform. You know, it's great to hear these fresh ideas and trying to get things going from the other side of the aisle. So, congratulations to you, man. I think you're adding a spark. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, and real quick, too, and bear with me a moment. Shout out to my wife, Melissa. We celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary earlier this week. And
congratulations.
The point I'm getting to is we had a wonderful dinner here at Tofty's Tables.
Yes, wonderful.
Our server,
place.
Agatha, and the rest of her team. That includes Christina Tofty and her husband, partner, Chef Jason. Wonderful dinner. I'm a wine snob, and I'm normally a red wine guy, but I took a chance on a Riesling because it was a nice summer night, a cool, you know, and we were having seafood, and it was a Riesling from Algoma, Wisconsin. And then I got another Wisconsin, that was a whole bottle, but for dessert, we had a glass of a raspberry mead, also from Wisconsin, and that was wonderful, and it's like, there's some great local products here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
As much as I love the French reds and the, you know, and the Italian whites and wine country in California, like, what could we be doing to be promoting all the great entrepreneurial concepts and products? And again, with your background as a small business consultant, what's your platform or strategy, or what can we do to convince folks on?
I think there's a lot going on right now, but I think a lot of that is it's not strategic in scope. I think they're trying right now in the governor's office to bring more money to the main streets and other entities.
Sure.
But I think it really comes down to, you know, just sitting here at the farmer's market, we were talking before, I'd love to see a lot more of the small businesses that are over on Main Street just have a presence here.
Yeah.
But it costs money. It costs time. You know, they're already strapped for labor. You know, to have somebody sit in a tent for hours and hours and have to pay them to do that is very difficult. I would love to see, especially the state of Wisconsin, be involved in more overall broad-based small business marketing. Because
sure.
I think getting that word out there and letting people know, because most of the people I know, when given the option, would love to shop local.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to do the research. It's hard to find out. It's hard to do those things. So that's one thing I would love to see. The other would be small business training. I mean, I know as an accountant, I know nobody usually starts their business and they're excited to do their QuickBooks or their numbers. I actually wrote a book because I got tired of teaching small business owners the same thing over and over again. Because it's hard. It's hard to understand how to run a business profitably, and especially under these inflationary times with their costs increasing dramatically, how much do they need to raise their prices to still make the margins they need to make in order to have a profit and keep going.
Sure.
And that's a tough sell, because when was the last time we had, you know, 9% inflation in this country? I'm old enough to remember 1980, living through that. And, you know, it's just a totally different time for people to understand. So I'd love to see more education and more help on that perspective.
That's terrific. So, hey, Tom, you mentioned Main Street, so I just want to make a quick shout out. We learned there'll be a new concept going into what many believe to be the cursed location where Bernie's and Craft Lounge was. It's going to be called Funky Monkey, and it'll feature stadium and street fairs. And it's supposed to open on September 1st. Owners are Waukesha natives Mike Gonzalez and his brother Robert, who have hospitality experience, including the old Casa del Rio, further east on Main Street. And a big shout out, for those of you who don't know, Pat's Ribs has reopened on Sunset Lane. Tom gave the thumbs up on that. Really excited. They've been open for a while now, but I saw a great post on Facebook and just want to let everyone know out there that Johnny, have you had Pat's Ribs yet?
I have not.
When you're done today, you got to go over there and get lunch.
All right, brother.
Go right over.
That's right over.
Okay. Absolutely wonderful.
Yep. And then, Tom, same question I asked everybody. of answered it already, but again, in this nonpartisan tradition we have here in Waukesha, what is your message to a lot of these people that are more open-minded as to why they should take a chance on Tom Pawlowitz for state senate?
I would say don't give up hope that there is a level of bipartisanship that can be won. There are lots of people who are interested in it. I think things will be changing. I'm excited to get to the Senate and start working and reaching across the aisle and meeting people as individuals, because when you connect as an individual, you can connect on values and be able to at least move the ball forward.
Sounds great. So, Connor, how are we doing on time here? Does it look like the last minute with Woody Guthrie coming back on? Okay, but real quick, Tom, wanted to thank you for coming on, as well as the other candidates, Jessica Katzmeier and Pistol Pete Pekarski. And Tom, say goodbye real quick to the people there in Waukesha land.
Yeah, and just go to our website, tomforwi.com. Go to tomforwi.com. We got all the information out there. And a lot of you already know me after my couple of Senate run, or my couple of congressional runs. So I would appreciate your vote on August 9th.
You got it. Hey, thanks again for joining us, everybody. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And if you're not here already, come to the Waukesha Farmers Market. I'm going to go grab some rhubarb on my way out. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you next week on This Week in Waukesha.
I'm off to get some ribs.
Bye for now.
Thanks.
My land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.